as much as I can. Oh, more in today's daf, more getting daf in Aleph. Starting Yud Amud Beis. 1, 2, 3, 6 lines from the bottom. Reb Shimon. So, Mar is talking about, mentioned in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon mentioned that Af Eluk Shevim, meaning that even if the get is signed by Goyim, it's kosher. So Gemara asks, how is that possible? But the Goy is not Betorah's getting the Kiddushin. And the halacha is that the only person who's good to give a get or give Kiddushin is someone who's Shayach, who is in the parsha of Kiddushin. And since the Goy is not in the parsha of getting in Kiddushin, he can't be in the parsha of sighing and affecting the getting in Kiddushin. So how is it possible that Rav Shimon says that a get that's signed in front of Dayanim but signed by Goyim Edim is considered a kosher get? The Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera says, Yorah Rabbi Shimon, the Shitasos Rabbi Elazar, the Amar Edim Asir Karsi. Rabbi Shimon is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Elazar. Again, the Machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Elazar holds that Edim Asir Karsi, the witnesses that testify to the giving of the get are the ones that affect the actual get. So since he says Edim Asir Karsi, right, so what does that mean? So what you have here is that the goyim who signed the get aren't affecting the get anyway. What's affecting the transaction, so to speak, is the Edim Asira. The Edim Asira on the get are the other ones who are koreis, the kesher between the husband and the wife. So Rabbi Shimon is machshir in this case because we're talking about Edim Asira. So Gemara says, Rabbi Abba, Amod Rabbi Lezer, Bazuk, Mitochus, Apostle. We know that the whole din of Rabbi Lezer, the Edim Asira Karse, that's only if there are only Edim Asira. But if there are Edim Chasima on the get, Rabbi Lezer says that those Edim have to be kosher Edim. Otherwise, if they don't testify, or if they're Krovim or Psulim, that passes the get from the din of Mizuif Mitocho, the din of Mizuif Mitocho. So even according to Rav Elazar, who says that you need that if you have Edi Chasima, he says you don't need Edi Chasima, but if you have Edi Chasima, the get's possible. So here, you have Edi Chasima that are possible, they're Goyim, so the get should be possible, even if they're Edi Mesira. So the Gemara says, Hacha, B'maya Skina, and what are we dealing with over here? As we turn to Yud Aleph, we're dealing with Shemos Mavhakim. We're dealing with the names of the Goyim who sign are such Goyish names that no Jews are called by these names. Whatever these names are, I'm not going to mention names because he's always going to insult somebody who has that name. These are names that are only used by Goyim. Again, the whole issue of Mizuyah Petocha is that maybe you'll come to rely on these witnesses in a different situation. But if you know for a fact that there's no Jew who has a name like this, you're not going to come relying on them. So therefore, you go back to the din of Rav Elazar that ate the Mesirah Karse, and therefore the get would be kosher. So the Gemara says, Hey Chidami Shemos Mepakin, what are instances of Shemos Mepakin? So Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, these are examples. Kigon Hormiz, Vudina, Bar Shivta, Ubar Kidri, Ubati, Venakim Una. These are names of Goyish judges. But hey, these are Shemos Mepakim Shal Goyim. So in this instance, where you have Shemos Mepakim signing on the get, and you go according to Rav Elazar, Edim Asira Karse, so Shimon says, you don't have to worry about it. It's a kosher get, because the Edim Asira are going to make the krisos. So the Gemara says, okay, according to you, that only if a get is signed by Goyim, only if it's Shemos Mepakim of Goyim, that the get is kosher. Aval Shemos Mepakim Mai, but if they're not Shemos Mepakim, meaning that they're names that are sometimes used by Goyim, sometimes used by Jews, Mai, what's the din? Lo? So according to Rav Shimon, that get won't be kosher. So Ihachi, that's the case. Adatani Seifa, why did you wait to make the chiluk between Hedjod and Harkos, right? Lo Huskaru, Adatani Seifa, Lo Huskaru, Elibus Machinasu Behedjod, Lifko, Velisni, Bididei. Why did you wait to make the distinction all the way at the end of the Mishnah by Nasu about a Hedjot and our coast? This halacha is a chiluk even in our coast itself. But you should lift look for listening to today. But medvar mamurim shemus mufakim. When is a get that signed in our coast should be kosher? That's the afk of the edim are have shemus mufakim. Ava, but if the edim are shemus ainu mufakim, lo, then it would be kosher. Why is Rav Shimon waiting until the end to make the chiluk between our coast and regular people as opposed to making the chiluk in our coast itself? So the Gemara says, you're right, Hachanami Kamar, this is what the Kavanah of the Brit Mishnah is anyway. But Medvar Mamurim, when do we say that Kitei Nashim are kosher, even if they're signed by Edim Goyim? That's only Shemus Mufakim. That's only if they have Shemus Mufakim. But Abba Shemus Shein Mufakim. But if they're not Shemus Mufakim, Nasa Kimisha Nasu Behejot Upsulim. Then it says, if they are written in the Hejot instance, and then they're Pasul. So Gemara says another way we can answer. Ebais Ema, or we can say Seifa. You can say the Seifa is the last words of the Mishnah are not the end of the words of Rav Shimon. Rather, it's a continuation of the words of the Tanna Kamma. Vasan the Gittei Mammon, and apply this to the rules of Gittei Mammon. And this is what it says. Vahachi Ka'amar. This is how the Tanna Kamma says. Lo Huskru. They didn't say in the Beis Medrash that Edim who sign on Gittei Mammon, on Shtari Mammon, that it's possible, that's Ela Bezman Shenasu Behejo. That's only at a time when it's made Behejo. Why? Because that's when they're chashud that they're lying. But if it's done in the Arkos, then it's kosher. Oh, it says he's going according to the Shita. It is unusual. Yoran, he went into. Tanya. So now the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that from this brisa, Rav Shimon is going to prove to the Chachamim that even the earlier generations who were Machshir Gittei Nashim that were signed by Goyim, that was only if it's Shemos Mepakim and it's Nimser in front of the Edei Mesira. So Tanya, Amar Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yossi, Kach Amar Rav Shimon the Chachamim B'tzaydon. This is what he said to the Chachamim. Lo Nechakul Rabbi Kiva the Chachamim. Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim in the previous generation, they didn't have a Machlokas Al Kol Shtoros. On all stories, ha'olim be'arkos ovei kochavim, that came from the arkos, the goyish courts, shafo pishach ha'someyem ovei kochavim k'sherim, that they don't have a machlokas by that. Ba'afilu gitei nashim v'shichur yarevorim, even by gitei nashim and getting star shichur, they're kosher if they're done in the arkos with edim yisira and shemos mufakim, but lo nechleku ela, when they nechleku only by other stories, bizman shenasu behedjot, and when only when they're done in by a hedjot, which are not the arkos. Rabbi Kiva is machir in that case because he says that the Edom are afraid that they'll be caught to be lying, and then there'll be most of them, I guess, to the king. The Chachamim poslim, but in that instance, the Chachamim are posel. Chutz be Gittei Nashim and Shechurei Avadim, except for Gittei Nashim and Shechurei Avadim, if they're done with Edei Mesira and if they're done with Shemus Hakim, then even the Chachamim remote them that the Ksherim, even if done in the Hedjotos. So if Shimon says, you see from here that even the Chachamim of the previous generation held that if you had by Gittei Nashim and Shechurei Avadim done with Shemus, signed with Shemus with Hakim of Goyim, given over with Edei Mesira, even the Chachamim are moda that their kosher have done in the Hedjotos case. Well, only for Kinyan, not for Matana.
It's not valid. It's not valid by.
Okay, so it's not valid in another arena. It won't be valid in the Star Kedushin.
Wait. Okay. It's a Gittin Kedushin, but other than that.
But there's a lot. That's what, so that's what they're worried about. There are at least three instances that we just mentioned that we're worried about.
So you shouldn't allow Gittin Mamas either. Maybe you'll think.
No, because Gittin Mamas is just a raya. So if it's just a raya, so we're not worried that. Right. It doesn't do anything. It's not affecting the get. It's not affecting the shtar. It's not creating the chalos.
So I say, with the concern that you might think that it's going to be
true by a shtar here, not by shtar matana.
Right, which is what we just said.
But so we're not concerned on shtar matana that maybe you'll think that the goy's signature is good for.
No, because you look at the shtar, it's a shtar matana. The signature is not even doing anything. Okay. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Af Eluk Shem. Even that the Chachamim, who are Machshir, the Gittin Nashim, and the Shechuri Avodim that have Edei Shemus Mufakim on it, that's Dafka B'makam She'en Yisrael Chosmen. That's only in a place where the Goyim don't allow the Yisraelim to sign Shtaros and Gittin. In that case, then everyone's going to know that these are Goyish signatures. Ava B'makam She'Yisrael Chosmen, but in the case where the Goyim allow the Jews to sign, so they weren't Machshir the Gittin that are signed by Goyim, even if it's done in our coast, and even if they're Shemus Mufakim. The reason given is because it's a Gzeirosh, maybe you come into Machshir even by Shemus Sheinu Mufakim. Shemus Mufakim, Atu Einu Mufakim. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So then you should make another Gzeirosh. Makum Sheinu Yisrael Chosmin, Nami Ligs are Atu Makum Sheinu Yisrael Chosmin. Say that you can't, in a place where Bnei Yisrael aren't allowed to sign, right? You should also say it's possible. Atu gzera that you can confuse it with a place that Yisraelim are close to get. So Gemara says, no, Shema b'Shma Michlif. You might mess up with names, but Asav Asav lo Michlif. You're not gonna get confused between one town and another town. You can know that's the rule in that town, and that's the rule in another town. When it comes to names, people might get confused.
It's not
Kulachad Gzeria. That's always the answer. Kulachad Gzeria. I usually introduce that by saying, oh, it's kulach hadazera. Ravina safa, Ravina had a havamina la'achshurei b'kenufuyasa da'aramai. There was a shtar that was written in the sifas of Goyim. Not in a formal court, but just in a gathering of Goyim. So he wanted to be kosher, make to get kosher. So Amalei Raphram says, no, our coast not. It's not in a gathering, it's by our coast. So it's the Hesbeth Machlokas. What was the Havamina? So I thought maybe you can say that the Hesbeth, what's required, the whole problem that we have is we're afraid that the Goyim are going to lie. So what's going to satisfy our fear that they're not going to lie? So Ravina says, you know what you need? You just need a public gathering. Once there's a public gathering and a lot of people around, we're fine that the guy's not gonna lie. But Rafim says, no, you need an official administrative gathering. You need like a court case. That's the only thing that's going to satisfy our need to make sure that the star is kosher. So Amar Rava says, Hai star parsa. We have this Persian star. Okay, it's a star chav that's not written in our coast, and it's written in Persian. Or Farsi, however the proper way to say that language. It's written in Farsi, and it's signed by 8 Persian witnesses. Okay? The Mashin Hili Bapis al Yisrael, but there are 80 Mesira that are Yisraelim. So Magbina Baby Bnei Chorin. It's a valid star, but you can't collect Mechasi Mishubadim. You can't go and collect the anything that's lien. You only can collect from the Bnei Chorin if the land is sold between the time of the loan and the time of collecting it. You can't go to the Lekuchos and grab it. So the Gemara, now the Gemara first asks, how is the star good to begin with? The Eidim Mesira don't know how to read the Persian star, so they don't know what's written in it. So he says, Miyode, they know. If you need a certain type of cloth where you can't, I think Marshall says it has to be treated with gallnuts, that you can't erase it. You can't erase it. Any erasure would see the lekka, and you don't have that. The Persian shoros don't have that. It's not. It's the aftzan. Yeah, you did. You put it on a certain cloth where any erasure would be noticeable. So Gemara says still. The haba inon sarok sheyachzer miyano shel shtar b'shita achrona. The lekka is that the last line of the star has to be like a summary of the entire star. There can't be any space in between. If you re-summarize the star, you don't want anyone to write in anything else. In the space between the star and the witnesses, so the last line has to be a summary of the star. Bilekan, the star for Asayim don't have that. So he says, "Ah, b'damaharde, you have it." So the Gemara says, "Okay, you have all these things in the star." So he says, "Ihaki mishtabi nami." So if that's the case, then this is such a good star. Why you only go there from the Chasim Bnei Chorin? If this is such a valid star, you should be going from the Chasim Mishubadim also. So Gemara answer is not less leikala. A star chov that Goyim sign it in front of Edim and Tzia, there's no kol. The only reason that you could allow to collect from the Chasim Mishubadim, it's like a title. You have a lien search. Is that when there's Edim, it's like filing a UCC statement. When you have Edim, the people can check and find out that there's a lien on the land. But you're saying that when it comes to if Goyim sign it and the Edim are only. Or only Persian, only the signatures are only of Goyim. That doesn't have a call. Okay. So, I saw that Rashi in Dibur Maaseh Les writes that the Edim who sign the Edim, the Edi Chasim are the ones who create the call. In order to create the lien, it's the Edi Chasim, but not the Edi Mesira. So here the only Edi Yisrael or the Edi Chasim are the Edi Mesira. So there's no call for the buyers to be aware of a lien, but. There's Tosfos and Daf Gimel, Bor Machlokes, Rabbi Gein Chanan and Rabbi Natam, who according to Rabbi Lazar, who said that Edim Mesira Karse, then is that star of Edim Mesira enough to collect the Chasim Mishubadim? And Rabbi Chanan there holds like Rabbi Natam that says no, that you need the Edim Chasima in order to create a kol to get from the Mishubadim. But Rabbi Natam says that the Edim Mesira are sufficient to collect from the Chasim Mishubadim. So according to Rabbi Natam. If Edim Mesira are enough to collect them, the Chasim Mishubadim. So what's the issue in the Gemara here? You have Edim Mesira, they should be collecting from the Chasim Mishubadim.
So in the case of brothers, is it guest?
It's a star. It's a star.
So it's not.
It's a star. It's a star chov.
Okay.
It's a star chov. Right. It's just a star chov. Okay. So now. Why many Rish Lakish Mir Biyochan? Rish Lakish asked a question to Rav Yochanan. Edim hachasum, and we're assuming that this is a get. Right now, we're assuming this is a get that's written in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so edim hachasum ala get. You have edim that sign a get, right? Ushmosam kishemos ovei kochavim, and the names are similar to names of ovei kochavim. And we're mesupuk whether these are Yisraelim or these are goyim. Mahu, can we give this get to a woman will you give this get and moser to her in front of the Eidei Mesira and have used the Eidei Mesira? What's the story with the names who signed this get?
It's not Shemos
Mepakim. It's not Shemos Mepakim. It's Kish Shemos Olbeikol Chavim. Certain names. So Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan says, Matt, Tarish Lakish, not lo bali adenu, ella lukus velus v'hichsharno. The only time that we know that we can kasha the get is that we know for a fact that these are Goyisha names. Names like Lukus and Lus. These are clearly Goyisha names. And that we v'hichsharno. So the Gemara says, and he says, v'dafka lukus velus, because these are Shemos Mepakim. T'lo shkrichi Yisrael demaski b'shmaisayu, because these are not names that good Jewish children have. Aval Shmasa Achrina, but other names, Yishchichi Yisrael Damaski B'Shema Yisayu, that it is much so that Yisraelim would have such a name. Lo, we wouldn't be Machshir to get. So I saw that the Maharshtam in Yoredeus and Kufzadi Tess proves from our Gemara that it's not Usr, at least it's not Isra Midorais to be called by a non-Jewish name. Because you see here that you had a lot of people that were called by non-Jewish names. But the Maram Shik in Yoredeus and Kufzadi Tess says that there's an Isra Doraisa from the Pasuk of Avdilos Vemino Amim. And I heard Rabbi Elephant from the OU, he brought down that the name Shik is because he got last names. So where did the name Shik come from? It's Shem Yisrael Kadosh. That's what Rabbi Elephant said. Okay. So now that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. So Esvei, so now Reish Lakish asked to Rabbi Yochanan, what are you talking about? How can you say the Get's not kosher? We said, Gitin Habayim Medina Sayam, if you have Gitin that come from outside of Eretz Yisrael, the Edim Chasumim Maleim, and you have names, witnesses signed on it, Apal Pishish Mosein Kishem Mosein, even if the names are like Goyish names, Ksherim, they're kosher. Why? Mipnei Sherov Yisrael, Shabachutz Lorit, Shmosein Kishem Mosein Vichovim. Because we're machzah that these Edim are Yisraelim, because most people have these Goyish names, and that's the Maharsham's proof. Otherwise, we're saying that most people in Chutz Lorit are over the Sisra Doraisa when it comes to the names. He says, no. You can rely that these names are Jewish names. So Rabbi Yochanan answers him, because what are you talking about? Hasam Kedikani Taima. They're the reason why we match the get is because of the exact reason that the Brisa gave. Because most people outside of Eretz Yisrael, their names are less, and the Goyish names are exactly the same. So that's why we can be so much that these witnesses are Jewish witnesses, and we won't have a problem. But, okay, so that's the answer. So Ivi Ikadamri, and some say that Reish Lakish didn't ask about Gittin that came from Eretz Yisrael, rather, Kimas Nisa Baimene. He asked, similar to the case of the Brisa, what happens if, you know, the Gittin are coming from Medina Sayam and the Edim Achosim, even though the Shmeim are similar to Ovdei Chachavim, right? So the answer was, Upashut Lei, and Rabbi Yochanan answered him, Kimas Nisa. And Rabbi Yochanan answered him from that Mishnah. They says, if it's coming from Medina Sayam, since most names there are, you know, there's a stoma that it's signed by Jews, and the names are probably Jewish people who have the same names as the Gittin. Okay, Mishnah. This Mishnah in Alpha Beis. It's not fair to Daf Yomi. There's so much on this Mishnah. The Daf Yomi is not fair to this Mishnah, I should say. HaOmer. Okay, a guy says to a shliach, "Tain get zeli ishti. Give this get to my wife. Okay, go bring it to my wife. V'shtar shichur zela avdi, or bring this shtar shichur to my slave. Imratza, if the husband or the master wants laksar." He locks her b'shneim. If he wants to, he can retract. Before the shtar or the get is given to the aid or to the woman, he can retract. Right? Yeah, imrasa locks her b'shneim yachser. He can retract. That's divrei Rabbi Meir. That's the rule of Rabbi Meir. But the chachamim say, no, rak b'gitei nashim. Only when it comes to gitei nashim, the baal can be chozer, because that's a, we're going to go to the concept over here is, we have the din of zachon l'adam shlo b'fanav. If I don't make the shliach, but there's something out there that's a chus for me, and someone else does it to make this chus for me, the rule is that he can do it, whether it's chliya mitam yad or chliya mitam shlichus. The rule is that I can be zocher for someone, I can create a chus for somebody not in front of them. So the question over here is whether receiving a get or receiving a star shichur is a chov, but you ain't chavim l'adam shlo b'fanav. You can't create a chov for somebody else, but you can be zocher for somebody. So if the star shichur and the get is a chus to have, it's a benefit to have, then you can appoint the shliach and you can't be chozer, because the shliach grabs it and that's it, it's done. It was zocher shlo b'fanav. But if it's a chov, then it's only until the time that I get that shtar, but until then the baal could be chozer, because the shliach could acquire it for me because it's a chov. So chachamim say no, by gittei nashim the baal could be chozer, because gittei nashim the chachamim say is a chov for the woman to get divorced. She'd rather be married, tav l'meitiv tam, right? She wants to be married. Aval lo b'shichurei avadim. But he can't be chozer by shichur evadim. Why? Lefisha zochin la'adam shlo b'fanav. Because a person can be zochin on his friend's benefit, something that his friend doesn't know about. And if the, and here we say that it, that getting a star shichur is a zchus for the eved. So you zocha on behalf of the eved, and the baal can't be choser. And the Mishnah continues, ein chavin lo el b'fanav. But if something that's a chova, you can't be zocha for somebody else except with in front of him and with their yediyah. So by gittei nashim, since it's a chov for her, the shliach can't be zocha to get for the woman without her knowledge. And since he wasn't, it's not a shliach kabbalah, it's a shliach lo'alacha. So since the shliach wasn't mekabel again, the baal can be chozer and be mevatel the shlichos. So the chachamim are going to explain. We'll talk about this in a minute. The chachamim are explaining what's the chov and what's the zchus. He says sheim yirtze shelo lozun is avdo rashai. The reason why it's a zchus for the eved to go free because the possibility exists that the master says, you know what, I'm not feeding you. I'm going to treat you badly. So there's an objective good to be left free and to become a free person, not to be a slave. But shalul lozun as isto ain arashai. But a husband always has to feed their wives. Has to feed the wife. So by getting divorced, according to the Mishnah here, by getting divorced, that's an objective chov because now she has to fend for herself. So therefore, you can be chozer. So let's finish the Mishnah, then we'll talk about it. So Amar lehem, Rav Meir says back to them, v'harei. Let's say the adon's a kohen, right? It's not objective. Already, you have a kohen who posts this avam in a truma. So by forcing the kohen to get to, by get, giving the eved a shtar shichur, he no longer he loses the schus. He loses the schus of eating truma. So right, and so kashem shehu posel as ishto, the same way that he passes the woman from eating truma. So he's also a chov because he's losing out the possibility of eating the truma. So the chachamim say back to him, Amar lo, no, v'pnei shu kinyano. The reason why the eved eats truma is not because it's a schus that he has. It's only because he's the king and kaspo of the husband of the master. It's nothing to do with the schus that the eved has. So, a few things to say on the Mishnah. See what we can accomplish. So, Rav Meir permits the baal to retract because both the get and the shtar shichur are considered a chov. We'll get to what other instances. But the chachamim permit retraction by the get. They say that's a chov, but the shtar shichur is a schus for the eved. So you can't have any chazar by the shtar shichur because of the zochin shel adam shelo b'fanav. By get, since she loses her mezonos, that's a chov. And because of this deprivation, there's no deprivation by an eved, the Gemara says. And Rav Meir comes and said, what? No, you're depriving him of the truma if it's an eved kohen. And they respond, no, b'pnei shehu kinyano. But he's still losing the... What do you mean b'pnei shehu kinyano? He's still losing his right to eat the truma. So what's the machlokas? So if Parnas explained, the machlokas is, how do you define the concept of deprivation? What does it mean to deprive? So Rav Meir says deprivation is a loss. Anything that you lose, you're being deprived of. That's a loss. So you're losing the ability to eat truma. That's a deprivation. Therefore, it's considered a chov. The Chachamim, they explain deprivation differently. They say deprivation means the loss of a zechus, the loss of a right. So she, the woman, has a zechus to the mezonos. She has it's an actual legal right that she has. The eved doesn't have a legal right to eating the truma. Eating the truma is not a zechus of the eved. It's a consequence of being owned by a kohen. So that's not considered a chutz. That's not being deprived of a right.
Before, in the previous mission, you already stated the reason that the eved on the shechiv mer case, that the eved, once you say a person is free, you can't retract it anymore.
Well, so it could be a shechiv mer, it's different because you have to be mitzvah mekayim. It's a matan shechiv mer.
No, but he said that the reason that you cannot retract.
But it also could have been that's the Gemara on Daf Tes. They're quoting the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph. That's this Mishnah. Okay, so that's number one. So now, what if the Eved wants to stay with the Adon? Maybe the Adon's a really nice guy, and the Eved wants to stay. Is it objective? Or maybe it's subjective. So the Rashba and Kiddushin and Daf Chof Gimel, he brings that into Machlokas. He says that if the Ramban and the Rikva, they say that the Eved screams that he doesn't want to be emancipated, we consider it a Chov, and the Shliach isn't Zoch on his behalf, because he's telling us right here and now he wants to stay with the Master.
So on Sunday, we have the same question like Get.
Well, okay. So Tosfos here brings down a Rishon. He says, well, he's a Mukashkin.
Right.
So, okay, we'll bring three Shitas. So the Rashba on there in Kiddushin argues and says that he uses the Lashon, get shichur deschus gomerhu. It's a schus gomer. It's an objective good to become a free person. Dematiru v'baschorin. Number one, now he becomes mutter to marry a baschorin. Umachniso lechlau mitzvos ki Yisrael. And now he's chayiv in all the mitzvos. All right?
Because
Rav Meir's comparing it to the woman case. He's giving it a comparison. You're right. No, Rav Meir says it's a chov because just like the baal can get, just he loses the truma just like the woman loses the truma.
No, but the eved, his schus now is that the master
Right. So he said.
But once his chus is an hour, he could marry for
a now. Maybe the Gemara could do some talk.
Like my haircut, we say he's not going to
So the Gemara. Is that chus? So Machnis Lekal Mitzvah, he says, and he uses the Lashon, but even if he's standing and screaming, the Rashba says it's but the Kaladam. That's the Evid. Okay, what if she wants a divorce? What if there's Ketata going on? What if they know that there's terrible things going on in the house and she wants a divorce? Is it objective that it's a Chov? What if maybe that's a Zchus for her now, and when you give it to the Shliach, it's Zachin Ladam Shlobafonav, right? So, do we say that we have the concept of Tavla Meitav, which means that she prefers to be married? So Tosos brings the Yerushalmi over here. The Yerushalmi says, Yerushalmi boy, Hagei Be'atmichai, Avdo Shal Katzin, let's say he was the slave of this wonderful, you know, this person who gave him a lot of food, Harei Chobo Hu Lebed, or Harei Shahaisei Ishtol Shemuk Lashchin, Harei Zuchus Hula. It's a Zuchus for her. So the Yerushalmi seems to say that depends, it's subjective, it's not an objective criteria. So shouldn't these variables come into play? Why are we standardizing the rule? So there are three shittos that are brought in the Torah in Eben Ezra, Simon Mem. So the Baal Itur says that if she says she wants to get, at any time during the marriage, she says, I want to get divorced. So then we have the din of Zachin, because she's now told us that she wants to get, so it's a chus for her to get, even if the get is delivered later. The Torah says no. The Torah says it's objective. Even with Ketata, it's an objective chova, so there's no din of Zachin. And the Beis Yosef essentially agrees with the Baal Itur, but he requires certainty at the Nesina Seget from the woman. It can't be that the woman says 3 months earlier that I want to get divorced. It has to be at that time she says, you know, I want the divorce, and then that, in that instance, if there's a shliach being sent to her, then he can't be a chozer. So the question is what's the hesper between the three machlokas? So maybe say like this, that we have her rutzon. We have one saw, we have her rutzon, and the other saw, we have the concept of tavla meitav. So do we say that tavla meitav is an objective situation? It's just objective. So her rutzon, right, it's objective, right? So her rutzon would play no role. It's just an objective chov to get divorced. Or is tavla meitav merely just a presumption that can be rebutted if we know otherwise? So the Baal Itur says, yeah, it's a presumption that can be rebutted. If we know otherwise, we rebut the presumption. The Torah says, no, it's not a presumption. It's an objective situation. It can't be rebutted. So how do we explain the Beis Yosef? So the Beis Yosef says, no, I agree that tavla meitav is a presumption that can be rebutted, just like the Baal Itur says. But the rebuttal has to be known at the Shas Zman Nesinas Haget. A past rebuttal isn't sufficient. Whereas the Itur holds that once there's a rebuttal at any point in time, that just removes the tavla meitav to begin with. Okay. According to the Rashba, it's a machlokas. According to the Rashba, you say batel daito isa kol adam. According to the
Rashba, by the woman too.
What?
So would
the Rashba say? According to the Torah does say that. The Torah does say that. That's what the Torah says. He says it's an objective standard, whereas the Itur and the Beis Yosef say it's subjective. I'm not going to lach lemaiska to get the tavla meitav whether she wants to get divorced or not. It's a whole sugya for Rabbanim to talk about. Okay. So Tosfos asks, what is with it? Is a bal chov? It's an eved and what's the chov that the tov is the bal chov? Tov is for the chov. What's the chov that the bal owes to the? I'll get to that. Whatever, we'll skip that. What's Tosfos says? He says that since the eved performs so many tasks for the, we'll see later in the Gemara. I've skipped ahead of them. Okay, talk about the bal chov. That's the Mishnah. Okay, there's a whole other Mishnah. In the Mishnah, we said, I'm just going to raise the point, won't go through the whole thing. The Mishnah says, brings the case that we said that if someone says, give this get or the shtar to my wife or the slave, or Meir says, Yimichoze, the Chum say he can retract in the Gittin case, but not in the shtar Shichra case. He can't retract. All right? Because the concept of Zachon Shalobafonov. But the Rif says that when the Chacham say that you can't retract, they're only saying that the owner may not retract and call back the Shliach, because the Shliach was Zocha. However, the Rif says, the Eved does not go free until he actually receives the shtar from the Shliach. It says, similarly to the case where you have a Lova says to a Shliach, bring this money to my lender, right, to the Malve. The halacha is that the sender is responsible if the money is lost, and you still owe it. But the Lova can't retract the Shliach. So what's the chilek? If we say that Zachon L'Adam Shlo B'Fanov, I mean, everyone jumps on the Rif. The Rush says, I understand. If the Zachon L'Adam Shlo B'Fanov, once the Shliach grabs it, you're Zochah for the Eved, he should go free immediately upon receipt. So, I mean, all the Rishonim talk about it. There's a Kilos Yaakov, there's Mr. Rav Aaron, there's Bechor Shmuel, there's a Granat, there's Rav Shlomo Ayman, there's Divrei Emes, and then there's a Shita from the Rav Nachum Prokovitz, was a Rosh Yiv in the Mir, is the son-in-law of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. So he says, it's a big Chiddush. He says that every time you have an emancipation, there are two things that take place. Number one, the owner has to give over, be makne it to the star, to the eved. And number two, the eved has to receive it and be zocha the star. So he said, and there's a halacha by getting the star shichra that you must receive the star in your hand. Nasan biyada. So Rav Nachman says that the din of biyada applies to part two. You can't have a shliach for biyada. It has to be given in their hand, physically in their hand. So that applies to part two of the shichra. The Kabbalah of the star must be in the hand of the Eved. And in the hand of the Shliach, it's not considered the hand of the Baal. But for part one, the Nesina is sufficient. So that's how you explain here that if the owner gives it to the Shliach, that takes care of part one, that it's given to the Shliach. He can't be Chozer, but doesn't satisfy part two of Anasim Biyada, which needs to be actually in the hands of the Eved so that the Eved doesn't go free until he actually has the star Shichur in his hand. And there's more to talk about that, but that's... Okay. So the Gemara says, Yosef Rav Huna, Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Kamed, Rav Yirmiya, Yosef Rav Yirmiya, Kamenamnim, Rav Huna, Vekamer. Okay, so Rav Huna and Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef are sitting in front of Rav Yirmiya, and Rav Yirmiya is nodding off. Yosef Rav Huna, Vekamer, Rav Huna says, and says, Shema Minami Darbana, you see from the halacha of the Chachamim in our Mishnah, that a tofes the Baal Chov, Kana. If you're tofes something for a Baal Chov, the Eved's a Baal Chov, why? We asked before, the Eved's considered a Baal Chov. The tofes for the Baal Chov, your kana. What is the master owe to the Eved? So the Tosa says, obviously the Eved does a lot of good for the Adon, so therefore he's considered a Baal Chov. The Ran has a whole different mahalach in the Masiftik. Look in the bags, like four pages trying to explain the Shita of the Ran. Okay. But he says, tofes the Baal Chov, your kana. So therefore the so if you tofes, if someone's tofes for the lender. From the borrower, that works. So Amalei Rav Yitzchak, Bar Yosef, Afilu B'Machmas Shachav L'Chayrim. Does that work even if there are other people who are owed money? Let's say there's a case where I borrowed money from A and B. Someone comes and is toe-face the mamon for A, but that's a chov l'achayrim for B because now maybe I don't have enough money to pay B. So does that work in that case as well? So Amalei, yeah, you see from our Mishnah in, you do have that case because you have the toe-face for the Baal Chov, your toe-face for the Eved, but Malcolm Shachav L'Chayim, it's a chov for the master that he's losing out his slave. The Rishonim talk about it. So the Adahachi in the meantime is for Behu Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah woke up and he says Amar Lehu, and he says to Rav Huna Rav Yitzchak Dardaki, my young people, you're not right. Hachi Amar Rav Yochanan. This is what Rav Yochanan said. That what tovis the Baal Chov and Malcolm Shachav L'Chayim lo kana. If you're tovis for a Baal Chov at a place where the tefisa is a chov for somebody else, like for example. That we have that there are two lenders and someone's tofes for lender A and now lender B has a problem getting the money, that doesn't work. That's not considered a tefisa, and the money, it's not considered as if he was tofes, right? The question is whether if you appoint the shliach in that instance as a machlokas, whether that works. But tofes lebal chov v'makusav lechirim lo kana. The im tomer mishnah seinu. What about our mishnah, which seems to imply that you tofes lebal chov v'makum that yochav to the Adon. So what doesn't that seem to say Tofus Bachov Machum Shachav L'Chayim is Kana? So he says, no, our Mishnah is different. Shekola Omer Tnu. If you say the word Tnu, Tnu get Zeli Ishti, Tnu Shtar Shichver Zeli Ivdi, the Avdi, Ka Omer Zichu. It's as if you're saying Zichu. Acquire it on their behalf. Right? So Kola Omer Tnu, Ka Omer Zichu Dami. And therefore there's no Raya from our Mishnah, because if you say Zichu, you're not saying give it to it. You're appointing this person as to acquire it for them on their behalf. So the Shliach is telling them, it's not a tofes the Baal Chov. The Baal Chov is telling you to be tofes for the Baal Chov. Since he says Tain Shar Shichu Zila Avdi, the Mashmalos is that it's you're Bizoch on his behalf, and you're making him a Shliach on behalf of the Eved, and therefore that's not a case of tofes the Baal Chov, because you're not being tofes, the Adon is giving it to you. Okay? So we're going to try to get up to the two dots in Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, Tofes the Baal Chov, V'machem Shechav L'Acherim. The rule of Tofes the Baal Chov, V'machem Shechav L'Acherim, whether or not that's valid or not, Banu L'machlokas Rabbi Lazar V'Rabbanan. That comes to Machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbanan. What's the case? It brings down the Mishnah in Peah, Perak Dalet Mishnah Tes. Ditznan. Misha Liket Es HaPeah. You have a rich guy who comes and gathers the Peah, right? He comes and collects the Peah, which is, he doesn't have a right to it, it belongs to the poor people. But he collects it, V'Amar, and he says, Hare zo l'ploni ani. I'm collecting this on behalf of ani A. So he's tofis to a Baal Chol, the aniyim owned this, but it's chav l'achayim. Now he's not allowing other aniyim to collect this. So it's tofis for one person, but it's a chov for other people who are losing out. Right? So Rabbi Lazar Amar Zachalo. Rabbi Lazar says, you know what? He can be zochet. He can do that. Rechachamim Omer, no. Yitnu l'ani nimsa rishon. He has to give it to the first ani that he sees. He did his tofis for this guy, who had for Reuven, the poor person, is not considered a good tfisa, because it was l'chav l'achayim, because now Shimon Levi Yehuda, they would lose out. So the first ani that approaches him, he has to give it to him. So the ani has to give it right away to the first. So Rav Chisda says, you see that, the machlokes in Rav Elazar and Chachamim, it's the din of tofis l'machov, the machlokes l'chav l'achayim. Rav Elazar says that you're kone, therefore, even though other aniyim are losing out by the tfisa of the Ashir, right, the ani that the Ashir grabbed it on behalf, gets it, but Chachamim say no. It's tofis l'machov in a way that you mafsid others. You're not kone. Therefore, the usher can't be zoche on behalf of the specific ani that he wanted to. And therefore, because he's gorim mehefse to everybody else, he has to give it to the first ani that comes to him. You look bewildered.
Pay as a debt that the landowner owes to
assuming in this mahalak that's what it is, that it's owned by the aniyim. It's owned by the aniyim in general. It's owned by
the.
No, they're assuming here that it's owed, that it's theirs, it's their right. That's the assumption. So Gemara says no, that's not how we explain the Mishnah. So Amar Meimar, Meir says Itim Rav Papa, and Rav Papa says no, Dil Malohi. That's not. There's no comparison. There's no comparison between the Peya case. Ad Kan Loka Amar Rabbi Lezer Hassam. Rabbi Lezer only says there by the Peya. Why? Ella the migul di boy lamafki luhu lenachse havi ani v'chazi lei umigda zachni nashi zachni lechavri. He says no. What's going on there? By Peya, the possibility exists that the usher can get up and say, you know what, I'm not giving my nechassim. Now he's poor. Now he can take Peya. So Migo, since he can collect it upon for himself, he can be gezochet for somebody else. Because I can be, if I'm owed money, just because my borrower owes to somebody else, I can still be tofis from him. It's not tofis about chavs from Malkachad v'chayirim, I'm tofis for myself. So to here, he can be tofis for himself, because since he can be tofis for himself, he can give it to somebody else. He has rights to it also, because he can be mafkir her stuff. So they all talk, how can you be mafkir your nechassim and have a son collect peya? But Abal Hachalo, but in our case, Rabbi Elazar is going to say that tofis for a Baal Chov, Makrasad L'Chayrim, you can't. Because since you won't be able to tofis for yourself, you can't be tofis for somebody else. And the other says, that Adkan Lokam Rabbanon Hassim, over there Rabbanon said you can't, maybe they'll say you can't by the peya case, right? Tiksiv lo tilakit le'ani v'lagir tazovaso. It's lo tilakit lo le'ani. The halacha is that you can't be malaki on behalf of somebody else. Because there's a custom. Only the ani himself can be malaki. Abal hacha, but maybe by in our case, by tofis le'bal chav, the machmash chav le'cherim, maybe he says that you can be tofis for somebody else. So the Gemara says, Barabi Lezer, hi lo silakit my avidle. What does Rabbi Lezer do with that pasuk of lo silakit le'ani? So mi boy le lahazir le'ani al shalom. It comes to tell you that even an ani who's roi to collect peya, if he has a field, he also has to leave. He also has to leave. Has to leave over. He also has to leave over stuff for his friend. So why can't one be tofis abalchov makos chav lacherim? There's a machlokus between Rashi in Ksuvas and the Rush. Rashi here in Siman Yagimel. Rashi in Ksuvas says that a person cannot do something that is detrimental to somebody else. Person can't go ahead and just take something that's a benefit for one person and a benefit for somebody else. But it's mashma that if he's appointed, he can't do it on his own. It's mashma that if he's appointed a shliach, that he can do that. He can't create, do a shlichus. Because the tofis l'chov, this guy's not appointed a shliach, he's just doing it on his own. But if he's appointed a shliach, then he would do it. He would be able to do it. The Rush in Siman Yagimel says, no, you have to focus on the mishaleach. The Rush says that the mishaleach lacks the authority to appoint a shliach to cause harm to others. So since you can't do it yourself, and a shliach can't appoint you, so the question is whether you're appointed a shliach, can you be tofis? The Pnei Yeshu and Suvis and Daf Pei Dalet says that the reason why tofis l'balchov makom shchal v'chayim doesn't work is because it's ein shliach dvar avera, and it's an avera to cause harm, financial harm to others. So the Ksos and Simakuf Heis of Alav argues, he says no, ein shliach dvar avera applies only if it's a sin for the mishaleach, for the sender. What's the case? A kohen sending a shliach to marry a grusha for on his behalf. It's an aveira for the mishaleach, but here the mishaleach has permitted himself to grab it. The aveira would be on the shliach. That's not the din of ein shliach ledvar aveira. Okay, two more minutes. So the Tosvos on Dibur Masla Tosvos Tofes Lebal Chov asks a question. He says Rav Yochanan here says Tofes Lebal Chov and Makom Shechav Lecherim doesn't work, but there's a case above Metzia Daf Yud where Rav Yochanan says that if you magbia Metzira lechaveru kana, if there's a lost object on the ground and I pick it up, first on behalf of somebody else, that works. That's what Rav Yochanan says. And others argue there in Bava Metzia. They say, no, it doesn't work because that's the same thing of Tovis Kabal Chov. Because you can't deny the rights for somebody else. Somebody else could find it. So by me picking it up on behalf of somebody, they say that's not valid. So what's the chilik according to Rav Yochanan, where Tovis Kabal Chov Mokesh Chav L'Chayim is not Kone, but Mabia Metzia L'Chaveiro is Kone. So Tosfos says that Rav Yochanan's Mechalik between Metzia and Bal Chov, because, again, the same thing that we had by the Peah. Since I can grab the Metziah on my own behalf, therefore I can grab it on behalf of somebody else. But the Ramban of Metziah gives a different answer. He says that the Metziah, he just simply says there's no connection. The Metziah case is not a chov. There's no cause of hefsed over there. What did that cause anybody to lose? By the Peah or by the loan case, I'm taking away the ability for somebody else to collect their loan, their rights. And by the Peah case, I'm taking away the ability of somebody else to collect their Peah. But here, what am I taking away? So Tosfos, for some reason, has to come onto the concept of migui. Of migui. Since, really, it is a chov, but migui, zach l'nafshi, zach l'nami l'chavrei. Because they must hold that, same the Hesber is, that they hold that if you deny the opportunity, somebody else has an opportunity, the denial of opportunity, that's considered the denial of zechus. That's a hefseid. The Ramban doesn't need migo. He says that denial of an opportunity is not considered a hefseid. In order for it to be considered a hefseid, you have to be deprived of a zechus, of an actual right, not an opportunity. And by the Bal Chov, you have a right to collect it. That's why Tovis the Bal Chov, Bachem Lechav L'Chaim, doesn't work. But on Megbiyah Metzila Chavero, there's no right to that Metziah. It's just an opportunity to collect. If I take away that opportunity from somebody, that's not considered Tovis the Bal Chov.
How's it legal? I mean, if I have equal rights to something as someone else, I grab it for myself. Even though I'm causing him a loss, I grab it for myself, it's fine.
For yourself, it's fine.
But if two people have equal rights to something, I grab it on behalf of one of the people.
Right. That's Tovis the Bal
Chov.
Right. Unless you have a right to, you would have a right.
You have equal rights.
Yeah. Correct. That's the concept of Tovis the Bal Chov Mokesh Chav L'Chayim. Because you don't have the authority to cause somebody else to have say. That's the machlokes between Rashi and the Rush. Okay.